We are doing the Avat Chesed, and we're up to the 15th chapter. I hear the Chafetz Chaim will discuss how acts of kindness afford atonement, like bringing a sacrifice. And he'll also discuss a little bit how we can give a loan with the Heter Iska, as we will discuss. V'hinei, he says, "Av she'anu yi'atznu bezrat Hashem etzat tova kedei she'itchazek midat chesed v'olam." Even though we've been giving good advice how to strengthen this trait of kindness in the world, being that this shouldn't be strange to the reader, because he had said in the previous chapter that everyone can find their avenue of doing kindness. If you have an extra 5 shekels, so you can make a gemach to lend 5 shekel. You don't have to be rich in order to find ways of helping other people. At whatever means a person has, he can find ways of using those means to help others. So that might seem strange to a person that I say, ben mishu ashir, ben mishayinenu ashir, be it a person who is wealthy or one who is not wealthy, she'ireh lasot gmach kavua beveito, you should make a permanent gmach in his house. You could have a lending library. You own Spar and lend them out. We discussed last semester that whatever a person has, every person has something he could help other people with, and a person can find ways to do kindness in his home. And if that seems strange to you, al ze ashiv lecha, so I'll answer you, achi, brother, ilu haya bet hamikdash bizmanenu umizbech banui, let's say we'd have a temple today, and there'd be an altar up in the temple, kamayam zarez kol echad ve'echad, how much would each of us be swift, sheyal kol panim nifrakim be'eretz Yisrael, to visit Israel every so often? Wouldn't you go visit the temple? If there was a temple, wouldn't you stop what you were doing and say, hey, I got to go? Al kol panim pam achat b'mechayav. At least the person would say, I can't die without seeing the temple. At least once in my life, I'll go up to the temple. Ve'akriv ezeh korban chatat o'ola. And a person will say, you know, at least I'll bring a sacrifice. I'll have some atonement for what I've done in my life. Kol echad kfi ma she'tzarich. Every person, based on what sacrifices he needs. Kedei she'tihyeh lecha parat nafsho. Every person wants to gain atonement. And you know what? A journey like this, to go to Israel in those days, let's say you're living out in England or anywhere, you know, it would be very costly in those days. You'd have to leave your business for a few months, you'd have to travel for a few months, traveling expenses, it would cost a bundle. And you wouldn't find it strange at all that you'd pack your bags and save up until finally you could make this trek to go up to Israel. Ve'lo b'enei kol adam, nor would anyone find it strange. V'adrabah, ya samech mizeh. On the contrary, a person would be happy that he's going up to Israel. She'zachah l'akriv korban lifnei ha'melech Hashem, avur avonotav. A person would say, look at how lucky I am. I merited to bring a sacrifice over my sins. Ki be'emet zehu kol adam, she'ireh b'mei chayav l'taken avonotav. Because this is the essence of man, that throughout his days he should see to fix what he's done wrong. A person shouldn't end his days and find himself before the king and he is not yet fixed. Asher mizare b'einav kol ra. Ve'im ken b'inyanenu she'anu betuchin she'kasher yasok adam b'ze ha'inyan karaui. And if so, when it comes to what we're discussing, that we know that if a person really works hard at helping other people, yitkapru lo avonotav, then he will get atonement for his sins, just as it was in previous days through sacrifices. Today we can gain atonement through acts of kindness with our fellow man, and even more than you could get through sacrifices. And as it says in the Medrash Avos to Rabbi Nosson, one time Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was the chief rabbi, he was the Nasi during the period of the destruction of the temple. So he was once leaving Jerusalem, and his disciple, Rabbi Yoshua ben Perachio, was walking behind him. V'ra'a bet ha'mikdash charev. And they both were leaving Jerusalem. They turned back and they saw the temple destroyed. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, so Rabbi Yoshua ben Perachio says before his Rebbe, Oy lanu al ze. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, not Rabbi Yoshua ben Perachia. Woe to us over this. Makom shemitkaprim ba'avonoteihem shel Yisrael shehu charev. Look at that. Our temple, the place where we'd gain atonement, is destroyed. Amar lo, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to him, Bni, my son, al yera lecha. Don't feel bad about that. Yesh lanu kapara achat shehi kemota. God left us a different way of gaining atonement, which is just like the temple. Ve'eze, and how so? Zegmilut chasadim. That's through doing acts of kindness. Shene'emau, for the verse says, ki chesed chafatzti v'lo zavach. God says to the prophet Hosea, I prefer you do kindness than bring me sacrifices. I prefer acts of kindness to the sacrifices. So here we see that acts of kindness are more powerful than sacrifices. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was telling Rabbi Yoshua. You don't have to weep over the fact that we no longer have potential for atonement. We do have potential for atonement. How fitting this learning is for the beginning of Elo. Undoubtedly, whoever was granted intellect will see to it not to be lackadaisical. He'll see to it to do this correctly. And he'll find a way to have a permanent lending or some kind of kindness that emanates from his home. Every person based on his value. And then this kindness that a person institutionalizes in his home, so then that will be an atonement for him, just like the altar in the days of old. So what we see today, kindness can give us atonement like the altar. Today we don't have a temple, so it's a great opportunity. Aside from the great thing of doing kindness with our fellow man, it's also a great opportunity for gaining atonement.